A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Buckle's new Game Corner Plus. I am your host, Linian. I am joined today by two fantabulous co-hosts. One is a returning guest from the last episode, though not in the way you might expect. It's P. McGee. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here to win. Maybe once. I have yet to win.
You did okay when Snag was on. It was fine.
But we were teammates. We weren't even competing. And we still lost.
Oh, I see. You remembered protective pads. That's a win for me.
Yeah, I was proud of Snag for that one.
And joining him is his opponent, the dangerous, the deadly, the one I can't use a pronoun for, it'll give it away, Whimsicott. How are you doing today?
Hi, guys. Well, let's put it this way. I finally got enough snow to make a snow Whimsicott after years. So that was fun.
You made a snow Whimsicott?
Yeah. Didn't you see the picture? I'm going to send you the picture later.
I did not see the picture. I'm just morbidly curious if it was a snow self-portrait or if you made a
Whimsicott out of snow. No. It was an actual life-sized Pokemon Whimsicott made of snow.
Oh my dear. That is... I hesitate to say powerful, because if there's one thing Whimsicott doesn't need, it's the ice type.
Honestly, it just makes it worse.
Ice makes most things worse.
Yep.
It's just a fact.
Yep.
I almost, behind the scenes here, for one of our games, I almost made all of the types ice.
Ooh.
I did not.
Thankfully.
And with that, I think I've alluded enough to our first game where we can kick it over to Rules Guy, who will tell us how to play our first game, Fuchsia City Feud.
And now, Fuchsia City Feud. The players will be given a base stat and a Pokemon type. The players must guess the top 5 Pokemon of that type and stat combination. First place answers are worth 500 points, and 5th place answers are worth 100 points. If a player gives an answer that is not on the board, they earn one strike. After 3 strikes, they cannot score any more points, and their opponent may attempt one guess to score points remaining on the list. After the rounds are finished, the player with the most points wins.
And thank you, Mr. Rulesman, for Fuchsia City Feud. Now, wow, I inhaled at exactly the wrong time. So, oh man. The 6 stats that we have today are Normal Special Defense, Ice Special Attack, Ghost Speed, Dragon HP, Water Attack, and Psychic Defense. Now, I think it's only fair that Whimsicott picks first.
Is that a fair, as in ladies first, or as in she's going to lose horribly anyway, so she might as well get first pick?
My lawyers have advised me not to answer that question.
Perfect. Good choice. Okay, so I think I'm going to pick Normal Special Defense.
Wonderful, wonderful. The points are on the board.
Okay. So I think my first guess is going to be Mega Audino.
That is number 2 for 400 points.
Good.
Snorlax?
That's not how the game works, McGee.
Oh, God. I forget how the game works. This is why you guys... No! Don't listen to me, Whimsicott. I'm wrong.
I can't answer one way or another if he was right or wrong. If he isn't, that is some incredible mind game.
The funny part is I actually have no idea if he's right or wrong. Fun. Okay, so I'm going to throw this out so I get a baseline. Arceus.
Tied for fifth.
Arceus.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay.
Tied for fourth, technically, actually.
Yeah.
Now that I mean that.
That makes sense.
Points there? Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say, I wonder, Cacleon?
That is the other thing, tied for fourth.
I thought so.
Points.
Wait, what'd you say? I missed that. I'm sorry.
Cacleon.
Cacleon. With 120 base special defense.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Chunky boy.
Now, I seem to remember... Now, those are not on the board, I don't think.
What are what on the board? I may be able to answer that.
Well, since I don't have a strike... No, but I'm pretty sure they're not. Well, I'm going to throw it out anyways as an attempt. Blissey?
Blissey is number one with a base 135 for 500 points.
Is it?
Oh, wow.
I didn't remember
also,
that correctly then.
I realized I misspoke slightly. It is not for 400 points. Mega odd, know your first answer. That's actually third place for 300 points. I did look at the wrong cell on my Excel sheet.
Okay, so I'm just missing number two then.
Yes, somewhere between a base 126 for Mega Odno and 135 for Blissey.
Okay, so I'm going to throw out Chansey.
That is incorrect.
I thought so. Regigigas.
Regigigas is not. He only has 110.
Okay.
He has two strikes.
I really need to remember what's missing here.
To be fair, when I was putting this in, I did wince because I didn't remember it was this high.
Yeah. I'm drawing a complete blank here. How fun.
Oh, at least it's easy to draw.
One big pile of nothing.
I will need an answer.
And that is very fair. So I'm just going to say, I don't know, regular Arduino.
That is not correct for your third strike. Now, McGee, you do have a chance to swoop in and score that missing point if you can tell me what it is, but you will only have one guess.
That's fine. To clarify, so it's been Mega Odino, Blissey, Arceus, Cacleon. Those are the four?
Yeah. The one that you have is between Blissey and Mega Odino.
Okay. So 127 to 135 for whatever that was. Yikes. Did you say Snorlax? Because I'll just say it, because I really don't know.
Okay, Snorlax is incorrect.
Yeah, I figured.
110.
That's what I thought it was.
Was it Meloetta?
With Oranguru and Regigigas for, sixth place.
Was the last one Meloetta?
Yep, Meloetta.
I thought of it too late. Oh, well.
Well... Honestly, I forgot Meloetta was a Pokemon, so...
Yeah, that tends to happen.
So, with that, we have our first board done. McGee, you are free to take your pick of any of the others.
We'll slide over to Dragon HP.
Wonderful, wonderful. I've got that up.
So,
guys... just to quickly clarify
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
This is only includes Pokemon the player can catch and use as of December 30th,
2020.
Ah. No Eternamax Eternatus.
It's okay. I wasn't thinking. I actually forgot about him, so that's helpful. Cool. Am I good to go?
Yes, you are good to go.
Guzzlord?
Guzzlord is number one for 500 points.
Woo. Zygarde, the 100% form.
Zygarde complete for 400 points is the next one.
Oh god. Well, that was those were the obvious ones, and now I get to the which dragon are you going to be? What about Zygarde 50% form?
No, that is not in the top 10.
Wow. Yikes.
With 108, not in the top 10. Yep.
Yikes. Okay. Dragonite's not one, I don't think. Salamence isn't one, I don't think. Oh, I feel like maybe Gutra's in there. But I can't be sure. Which of the big dragons is? Any? Oh, man. I shouldn't have picked this category. I've made a mistake. I think Whimsicott's going to do better than she thinks. Oh, God. Oh, no. It's not Dragapult. I can tell you guys that. I know. I know one.
The base 12 HP. I don't think it's...
Shoot.
I will need an answer.
Yeah. Oh, God. Who is in my head? I'll say Gudra. I feel like that's wrong, too.
Gudra is also incorrect. It's mostly special defense, that one.
I knew it was a high special defense. Yikes. Well, the two were really easy.
I don't think that's fair.
Is Eternatus...
Gudra only has a base 90. Wow.
Oh, God. I really thought it was higher than that.
So did I.
All right. It's not Dragonite. It's not Gudra. It's not High Dragon. It's not Salamence. I don't think it's Komo-O, but I could be wrong. I feel like it's like 110, but that might still be low. I feel like we're getting into like the Zekrom range. Zekrom, Kyurem. Oh, God.
I will say, just for comedy's sake, the lowest stat point here is 150.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Man, I don't play with the dragons enough. I guess they've all been kicked out into Ubers, and I never see them. Holy moly. Why can I not think of dragons? Not Kingdra, not Salamence, not Gen 4. Giratina.
Tied for... Actually, could you be more specific?
Oh, God. Don't do this to me. We'll say the OG form.
Okay. Tied for fourth is Giratina. Or Giratina Origin or Altered. You were saying Altered, right? The OG one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they both tied at the same? Is that what you
I
said?
I didn't say that.
Oh. Okay.
That's potentially an answer, but I didn't say that.
You know, I'm drawing blank, so we're going to say the other form is Giratina as well.
Yeah, it is the other thing that ties with it.
Okay. I need help.
I felt like, I was like, do I keep those together? I was like, you know what? The other stats are different.
So, you said they were number four? Tied at four?
Yeah, they're tied for fourth.
So there's a standalone at third.
Yes, between 216 and 150.
Oh, my goodness.
Out of curiosity, Whimsicott, do you know what this is?
No, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
There's so many big boy dragons. I'm trying to think about it. There's Dialga, there's Palkia, there's Zekrom, there's Reshiram, there's Kyurem. I don't think it's Kyurem. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's not Kyurem. There's more than Gudra in Gen 6, isn't there? I feel like there's a big boy dragon. Oh, yeah. But I already said him.
Noivern, I guess.
I don't think it's Neuvern. I think I remember it not being Neuvern. I'm just going to guess a big boy dragon. I just don't know which one to trust.
Yeah, you could have to guess.
We're going to say Eternatus and be wrong.
That is that's incorrect, but it is the next one down.
Ah!
It has base 140.
Oh, wow.
Which in any other type would have put it like near the top of the board. So Whimsicott, would you like to hazard a guess at what that is?
Ooh, I would like. I just don't think any of my guesses go up that high. I'm going to give you an answer for the lulz. Alolan Executor.
That is correct, but amusing, so I appreciate this. you both are going to kick yourselves as soon as I say it.
That's fine.
It's Regidrago.
Ah, you! I forgot you existed.
200.
I don't even own one.
Yeah, with base 200, Regidrago, his gimmick is being there.
Okay.
I did think it's very funny that the Pokemon whose whole thing was super high HP is not in the top two of his type.
Yeah, that is wild.
All right. With that, it brings us back to Whimsicott to pick one of the remaining four stats. Which one do you want to go before?
Oh, this is fun. I guess I should go Ghost Speed.
Okay. Let me pull up the other answers and we're good to go.
So, Dragapult?
Dragapult is number 2 for 400 points.
Fair.
With a base 143.
Mega Gengar?
Or 142. Blech. Tied for third, Mega Gengar has 130.
Okay. Marshadow
comes in at fifth with 125.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I didn't think of Ghost as a fast type, but here we are.
Yeah, there are some speedy boys in there. The next one will have to be Spectrier.
Tied for third with Mega Gengar, we have Spectrier.
Okay.
Leaving only the top slot on the board.
Okay, is the top slot... Well, it should actually be... oh my gosh. I'm not... Okay. I'm drawing a blank on the name. I'm doing so well today, guys. Okay, is it, you know, Calyrex riding Spectrier?
I will accept that. And yes, it is Calyrex Shadow Rider form.
Yes, thank you.
Clean sweep, no strikes, you know? Like, I'll take it.
Cool. Thank well goodness done. I picked Spectrier.
All right, that puts Whimsicott in the lead. Just kind of comparatively. In order to gain his 100-point lead back, Pee McGee will have to do perfectly as well.
Yikes. I don't see a category I'm going to do perfectly in, so I'll do my best.
That might be enough.
We'll do Ice Special Attack.
Wonderful. Whenever you're ready, we can begin.
Kyurem White.
Kyurem White is the top answer with a bonkers base 170. Blech,
wow.
I can't speak.
How about Standard Kyurem?
Standard Kyurem is tied for third at 130.
Okay.
For 250 points.
I feel like Frostmoth is also there.
With 125, Frostmoth is the fifth.
I feel like Glaceon is up there.
Tied with Kyurem for at 130 for 250 points.
So what do I have left? Number two?
Number two, between 130 and 170, a bit of a range.
Is it Mega Obama Snow? I feel like I'm wrong.
It is, actually.
Yeah!
Good job, Mickey.
Putting P. Mickey exactly 100 points ahead.
What was he, like 133 or something like that?
Yes, 132.
Oh, that was close. Yeah. In my head.
So, Whimsicott, do you want to take Water Attack and leave P. McGee to die with Psychic Defense, or are you willing to fall on the bullet?
Huh. You know, I don't even think I'm going to do that well on Water Attack, but I would do even worse on Psychic Defense. So, yeah, I think I might take Water Attack.
Thanks.
That is fair. The board is completely set up. We're ready to go.
Okay. So, let's see. That's actually strong due to its ability. Let's throw out Palkia.
Palkia is not... has a base... what's that? 120? Yeah, 120.
Okay. That's a decent baseline, though.
120 doesn't get you on the board.
Oh, exactly. Nope. That's good to know, though.
Not by a long shot.
Okay. So, ridiculously physically strong water types. I told you I wasn't going to do very good either way.
There is one answer on this that I do believe is total BS, but it's technically there, so...
Oh, is it wishy-washy?
That isn't the one I was thinking of, but wishy-washy is on the board. It is tied for fifth.
Okay.
So, obviously, you don't need to name the other one, but I also won't count it as a strike.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, one has to be Rapid Strike Urshifu.
That is another strike.
Oh, wow.
What?
Okay.
What was Wishiwashi's attack?
140.
Oh, my goodness.
This is ridiculous. Okay. I'm going to have to think very carefully now.
I will say that this one has the narrowest band of any of these.
I mean, if only I could think of anything. Okay, so it has to be, you know, around that. I really, really... That one's a special attacker. That one's a special attacker. That one doesn't have any attack. Oh, wow. This is horrible.
I'm very sorry, but I will need some answer.
Oh. This is really bad.
It's Pyukumuku.
Of course. Thank you, McGee.
Trying to help.
Actually, what's its name? Because it has pretty stupid stats, if I remember. Oh, wait, Mega Sharpedo.
Mega Sharpedo is tied with Wishy Washy for fifth. So I won't count that as a strike.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
This is okay. Okay.
Listening to P. McGee is horrified realization of the damage he makes.
Yeah. Is stupid Primal Kyogre on the board?
Number two. Primal Kyogre with base 150.
That's a stat you see and never use. Good to know.
Right? Because it's got base 180 special attack.
Like... Exactly. Oh, gosh. What else? At least I've bought myself some time to think about it.
You did buy yourself some time.
Okay, another stupidly high...
Oh, technically it was tied for second, I should say.
Okay. Okay.
The 350.
Well.
Goodness.
Yeah. Goodness is the right word. I don't think it was that high. But it was high, but it wasn't that high. But it might be. Oh, goodness. I don't. Oh, no. I don't want to stretch this out forever. I also think this is wrong, but I'm going to throw it out there because I might as well. Wait. Didn't we just get... No. Okay. Mega Swampert?
Mega Swampert is the other thing taking second place.
Okay.
Base 150.
Oh, my.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
So we're just missing the top slot and the fourth place.
Okay, so this is going to sound stupid because, again, we have the same issue as Kyogre, but is Ash Greninja there?
Yes, it is.
No!
With base 145.
He was my steal.
Sorry. So what slot am I missing now?
The top one.
The top one.
Oh. It is north of 150.
North of 150, and I can't think about it. I feel really bad about this. Is it still like some stupid gimmicky thing? Or just something that's in Ubers, and therefore I've never used it? Oh, no. No, come on, I have to know this. There's that, not that one, not that one, not that one. Not that one. And how about this? No. So it's not, probably not a legendary. I can't think of any other physical water type mega. I'm probably going to be kicking myself real hard if it is one. Top spot. Huh. Nope. It's just
not. It's okay, I don't know either.
It's just not there in my head. So, wait.
I will need some answer.
Yeah, maybe it's something stupid that you don't use because it's bad in some other ways. Oh, I just wish I could remember the name of the Pokemon I'm thinking about so I could say it and end my suffering.
Describe it.
Oh, it's a Gen 8 Pokemon. It has Swift Swim. It's a propeller. Barrascuda.
It is not Barrascuda, okay. Sadly.
Oh, no.
At least I've ended my suffering.
You did.
No.
Barrascuda with 123 is not on the list.
North of 150. How are you north of 150? You're not Mega Blastoise. I feel like I'm missing another Mega, but I don't remember the Mega if I'm missing it. It's not a pseudo. We're kind of out of legendaries. There's not that. It's not Manaphy because it's base 100s. We've already established Kyogre Primal. I don't think regular Kyogre is going to be above it. Oh, gosh. Gee golly. It's not Poliwrath. It's got to be like something like in 5, 6, or 7, I feel like. Is there a Ultra Beast that's water? I don't think so.
I will need an answer.
Yeah. It's wrong, but we'll say Dreadnought.
Dreadnought is very wrong, yes.
Yeah.
The missing answer is Mega Gyarados.
Oh! No, there was one! No!
I haven't seen one of those in a long while.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, P. McGee.
Oh, God.
In order to win, just so you know, in order to win, You need to get... you can miss two of them as long as they're not the top ones.
Okay. Well, I don't even know anything on this, so there's a very good chance I miss all five, to be honest.
That's fair. Whenever you're ready to go, I am set.
God, I'm going to start this off with the wrong answer. Is it Lugia? Is all Lugia on the list?
Lugia is not on the board, no.
With see?
Base 130.
It's not on there with a base 130. Get out of
Psychic
town.
Psychic is a stupid stat.
Get out of town with that. Oh my god. Well, I guess I...
Psychic is dumb.
Oh my god.
I could make an entire game board that's just Psychic and no one would get it because it's dumb.
Was it close to being on the board at one?
Yeah, it's number six. It's tied for six.
I feel like Cosmoem is 131, but I'm afraid to say it. I'm really afraid
to
say it.
That is correct. Cosmoem is 131.
Oh, thank goodness. So I'm number five.
Points.
Oh, God. There's a Mega on here probably. It's not Mega Alakazam. I can be pretty sure about that.
Good guess, yeah.
I feel like Mega Latias might be on there. I'll gamble it.
That is not correct.
Oh, no.
That only has a base 120, so...
Oh, my goodness. This is a silly type. Oh, no. who's left? All right. Someone that might be on it, I'm not going to say until my timer runs out. I already forgot who I was going to say. Shoot.
It wasn't a deeply held conviction.
I wasn't very convinced, apparently. Oh my gosh. Bum 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 bum. What legendaries exist? So it's not... Oh, Metagross could be on there, but I'm afraid to say Metagross until I have to. Well, Mega Metagross for that matter, but I'll wait till I'm out of time. Oh god. Gen 1 Psychics. I don't think it's Exeggutor. I know it's not Alakazam. I don't know where else to go in that. I mean,
would like an answer if you have one.
Does Solgaleo have a better than 131?
No.
I knew it.
That is unfortunate, and that is your third strike.
I knew I was going to do poorly here.
So Whimsicott for the steal.
Ultra Necrozma.
Not on the list.
Okay. Fair.
Whimsicott, you do still win.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So here are the types, the Pokemon that were not listed. At the top, with 180, we have Mega Slowbro.
No, I just realized. Yeah. No.
The one that shocked me that neither of you said, at 160, Deoxys Defense.
Oh, God. Of course.
Put me down.
See, the only thing I could think of was Cosmoem. And then I went from there to the entire family, you know, like Solgaleo and Necrozma and all their friends.
The tie. Then we have a tie for third with Mega Metagross. And Calyrex Ice Rider.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't do very well, guys.
Psychic is a stupid type. I'm going to take just a second to complain about this. So... You know how Psychic is terrible at having attack, right? Like, it's all special attackers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, lies. Mega Mewtwo, 190. Deoxys attack form, 180. Necrozma, 167. And then Gallade and Calyrex tie at 165. This thing's lowest in the top five is 165 on the thing it's not supposed to be good at. Psychic is a stupid type.
It has a lot of outliers.
It does.
When they give you a physical psychic type, it tends to be very strong.
I know. It's frustrating. Because every time I'm like, hey, let's make a psychic chart, it completely breaks the scale. Normal capped out at 120. That's reasonable. All right, random rant and tangent aside, we will be back for game two countdown. Once we kick it over to Mr. Rulesman.
It's time for Countdown! Each player will be given a series of Pokémon, Clues will be given to the contestants in the form of moves, abilities, or other signifying information from least to most specific. Each time the contestant is given a hint, they may make a single guess before receiving their next clue. The more clues are given, the fewer points are awarded on the correct answer. As per usual, highest point total at the end of the game wins.
And welcome back to Countdown. Today we have two categories. They will either be locations or Pokemon. Now, McGee, because you're on the back foot, you get to pick. Would you like to go first or second?
Second.
All right. And then we'll just alternate going first and second from here on out. We're not going to worry so much about the question number today. We're just going to do a best of five, and we'll play all five out because I worked on these and we're going to use it. Dang it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Whimsicott, your first hint is Fury Attack.
Beedrill?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh. The next hint was going to be Agility.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
The top level hint was Drill Hands.
I'll resign. This is going poorly.
Oh no, I can't believe this.
Oh my god. I can't compete with that. How do I compete with that?
You just have to win number. You just have to win number. You don't have to.
Oh no.
All right, let's move on to the next.
Of course, the one time I get it in one, it doesn't count anymore. But I'm still satisfied.
I think what's so funny to me is that you not only got it in one, it was P. McGee's like, I'll take the second one. Immediately gut punched.
Who doesn't say Meowth on Fury Swipes?
That was Fury Attack.
Oh, Fury Attack. Well, I still would have said Meowth because I'm stupid. But...
Oh, right. Your first hint for the second category is Forest.
Viridian.
That is not correct.
I know.
Whimsicott, the second hint is Big Root.
Okay. A Big Root. Forest. I really don't know the Ilex Forest.
That is not correct. The next hint, McGee, is Version Exclusives.
Glimwood Tangle?
That is correct.
Actually. Oh my god!
Good
on the
job.
Board.
Nice. The hints as we went down included Seth Vilo at 3. Galarian Ponyta at 2. And the final hint being Joe Merrick's Eternal Sleepless Hell.
Love this.
All right. Whimsicott, the first hint on the third one is Snarl.
Arcanine?
That is not correct. McGee, Snore.
Wait, who'd she say?
She said Arcanine.
Zorark?
That is not correct.
Yeah.
Whimsicott, Hyper Beam.
Snorlax?
Sorry?
Snorlax.
No, it is not Snorlax. P. McGee, Dark Pulse.
Incineroar?
Is not correct.
Yeah.
Whimsicott? Hex?
Oh, Hex. With Snarl?
That's not... Oh, I thought you were guessing that. I was like, that's
not... No,
enough.
No, no. No, I was saying with Snarl. Like, get Hex and Snarl.
Snarl, Snore, Hyper Beam, Hex, and Dark Pulse are your hints. So
okay.
Far.
Gengar?
That is not correct. P. McGee, your hint is Swift.
Chandelure?
That is not correct.
Dang it.
Whimsicott, your hint is Round.
Bonette?
What was that?
Bonette.
It's not Bonette. P. McGee, your hint is Mudshot.
Oh, Spectrier?
Yes.
Wow.
The next hint was Shadow Ball, and after that, the last hint was, I have listed its entire special move pool.
Oh.
When I saw there were exactly 9 moves, I knew what I had to do.
That was beautiful, Lanyon.
All right. I forget. Whimsicott is going. No.
It's me now.
First on this one. Yes. Your first hint is Shellos.
Shellos. Sinnoh.
That is incorrect. Whimsicott, your second hint is location.
Well, thank you. I hadn't figured that out. Okay. So I'm going to say... Shell. Is there a Shellos there? I mean, probably. I have no idea. Lake Verity
is not correct. McGee, your next hint is Shinx.
Yeah, I don't know very many places in Sinnoh, so this isn't very good right now.
I don't know anything in Sinnoh, so you're at an advantage.
You will soon.
Wait. Lake Acuity? Acuity? I don't know.
Not Lake Acuity. The next hint, Whimsicott, is Galactic.
Ah, the Great Marsh.
That's not correct. Pimagate, your next hint is Friday.
Valley Works?
I it's not the name of it.
It's not the correct name, but I would give it
but
to
it's,
him.
But it's I'll give it to you, you know, like
yeah.
That's as close as I'm ever going to get to the name of it.
It's Valley Windworks.
Valley Windworks.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to move on to the last one. Though P. McGee has won the game.
Yeah.
So we will be moving to our tiebreaker after this, but I do want to do the last one. Whimsicott, Poison Sting, or actually I think P. McGee is starting. Oh no, it's Whimsicott. Yeah,
no,
Whimsicott.
I am starting.
Poison Sting.
Poison Sting, neither a male.
No. P. McGee, Immunity.
Immunity. Zangoose.
That is not correct. Whimsicott, your hint is Guillotine.
Gliscor.
That is not correct. P. McGee. Ground type.
You say ground type?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know who this is at all. Stunfisk. I know it's wrong. Move on.
That is incorrect. Whimsicott. They changed the shiny.
Gligar.
That is correct.
Oh my god, it was right there.
Yeah, it was right there.
Yes,
I didn't remember if Gligar got guillotined, so when you said that, I changed my answer to Gliscor. But yeah, Gligar does get guillotined,
well,
apparently.
Gligar loses. Gligar has ability immunity. Gliscor has poison heal.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I didn't remember that. I mean, I remember that it got poison heal, but I thought they were two separate abilities that the lion got.
Ah, yes, no, that's how that one works. The last hint was just Fly Scorpion, which is its classification, and also the dumbest classification in the game.
Yeah.
And with that, we've actually tied the two games, which leads us to our tiebreaker game, Pocket Monsters. Now, this game, for those of you who have not listened to it before, is very simple. I'm going to read off the foreign name of a Pokemon.
Oh, gosh. Good golly.
And
I love
all you have to do is tell me what you think it is.
It's so funny.
And if no one gets it, it's closest by national dex number. So, the name that you were trying to decipher, the Japanese name of this Pokemon is Uradel.
Sorry, what?
Can you Uradel. Spell that?
Yeah, spell that, please.
Yes. Y-U-R-A-D-L-E, Uradel.
Okay.
It is not Uradle. I don't know why there's an L in it. Here we are.
That's a Pokemon.
That's a Pokemon.
I don't know it who is.
It is. Oh, who guesses first? Is it me?
We'll say you can go ahead.
Yikes. Oh God. We'll say Krikatoon.
I will
it's
say
not Krikatoon.
I will say Baltoy.
It is not Baltoy, but Whimsicott is closer.
No.
It is R Sigma's baby, Cradily.
Oh.
I almost guessed Cradily, and then I was like, nah, it looks too obvious. Oh my God, I could have had it. Cradily was in my mind. It's okay. Another defeat. I'm used to it. Well done, Whimsicott.
I was just luck, really. I think if you don't know, the best strategy for this game is probably like figuring out what stands exactly in the middle of the National Pokédex. Just guessing that.
That's
every
what
time.
I guess. Krikatoon was close-ish, right? Or am I off on that?
Krikatoon was over 400.
Ish. Ish.
Because Krikatoon's number is. I can't find it because my eyes are blind. Oh, that's because I'm in the freaking Gen 8 decks and that just doesn't happen.
Number 402.
Yeah, it's 402 and Cradily is 346, which isn't too far.
Wow. I was in the ballpark, but she said Baltoy, so I can't compete with Baltoy.
Yeah.
No, Baltoy is like same area, same gen.
Yeah.
In fact, she was only 1, 2, 3, 4 off.
Oh my gosh.
That's just complete luck. Because I thought it was referencing a Dridel in some way, so I thought, oh, it's a spinning top. You know?
And so with that, P. McGee
loses again.
Clutches a defeat from the jaws of a stalemate. And Whimsicott, you are our winner. We don't have prizes,
somehow.
But you should feel good about yourself.
I didn't, thank you. Even though it was just blind luck.
Don't tell them that. We have to pretend it's skill.
At guessing that Uradel, like, no. No, that's just blind luck, my man.
Come on. Preserve the illusion.
To be fair, there was one time that I knew the answer to the tiebreaker question, and I was not on the show then. So,
wait, when was this?
When you had Malamar, because I actually speak French, and the term is similar to Italian, and so I knew that one.
See,
like,
I
figured it out.
Put the French name for Cradily, and then I went. There are two problems with this. One, if I butcher the French, Whimsicott will laugh at me. Two, she might know it.
Yeah, I might know it. Like, I could get lucky because some words I know and some words are similar to Italian. So,
Facilis, I think is how you would say that. I don't know.
I don't think I would have gotten from that, though.
And with that, that will be our show. If you would like more Puckley goodness, including the trivia segment and like all of our shenanigans on the main show with a actual adult to watch over us, you can catch that on the main feed, new episodes every Monday. On top of that, if you want even more Puckley goodness, stay tuned to this feed for Battlecast, TCG Cast, and Puckle Trivia Rewinds. On top of that, we've got videos going up on YouTube, whether it's P. McGee and Claude9 battling, or I think there's some other stuff that I'm short-circuiting on. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. Leave the Reddit alone. Let it die a painful and slow death. And with that, I think that's all the shilling I have to do.
I think.
I don't know when this is going up, but there may still be sign-ups for Draft League.
Nope.
If you want to do that, you should do that? Okay.
Nope. He's wrong.
Oh. I don't know when this is... Oh, wait, no, this doesn't go up till the 7th, then yeah. Nope.
You missed out.
That's closed.
There might be sign-ups for the UTC, though.
There might be.
That's...
You should check us on Discord. That was one thing I did forget to shill.
This is how you find the answers to those things. You come join us on Discord.
And if there's anything else, we're good. I absolve myself. it's Thatch's fault for running such a complicated business, I say with full sarcasm. And with that, it is closing time here in the... I think we're in the Prism Tower.
Are we?
I don't know.
I think we are.
They haven't let me out. I haven't seen the sun in 6 months. And here, wherever we are, it's closing time. Oh, wait, I didn't skip. Crap. I'm going to have to throw a record scratch in at this point. I've been Linian.
I've been P. McGee.
And I have been the fluffiest Whimsicott.
And here in the, Pokestar Studios recording booth, I think it's just nap time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.